And so the story goes, they wore the clothes, they said the things to make it seem improbable. The whale of a lie like the hope it was. And the good men tomorrow had their feet in the wallow, and their heads of brawn were nice ashorn, and how they bought their positions with saccharine and trust. And the world was asleep to our latent fuss. Sang the swell through the streets like the crust of the sun of you, the brothers. In our wings that bark, flashing teeth of brass, standing tall in the dark. Oh, and we were gone, hanging out with your 12 men. We were so turned on by your lack of conclusion. Stolen, he was waxed so he could scream and still relax. Unbelievable. And we frightened the small children away. And our talk was old and dust would flow through our veins, and lo, it was midnight back at the kitchen door, like the grim face on the cathedral floor. The solid book we wrote cannot be found today. And it was stalking time for the moon boys, the Bewley brothers.
With our backs on the arch, and if the devil may be here, but he can't sing about that.
Now the dress is hung, the ticket pawned, the factor max that proved the fact is melted down. Woven on the edging of my pillow.
Knock, knock,
who's there?
Knock, knock, knock.
I hear you knocking. Knock three times.
I am the one who knocks.
Time.
gotta know the truth.
It seems we lose the game before we even start to play.
Not our game.
Who made these rules?
Who made these rules?
We're so confused.
We're so confused.
Easily led astray. Let me tell you that everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Possibly speak tongues, drums, abyssinia, young street Baptist, rap this and fine linen. From the beginning, my practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything. Sometimes it seems.
Sometimes it seems.
We'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that
but
dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow, yeah.
And the ones on time,
the ones on time,
won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall. Let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
So I took a look outside and watched the fires. Hello. Welcome. This is the Rhythm Method.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Welcome back. We're on episode 2.
The saga continues.
The girls are back at it. And better than ever. I would say.
Are you plugging our TV show as well as our radio show?
Yes. You can watch us on Tufts, TUTV. We also have a YouTube channel called The Rhythm Method. None of this is true. Don't look us up. If you look up The YouTube Method on YouTube.
The YouTube Method.
Oh, no.
The Rhythm Method on YouTube. Rhythm.
On Rhythm. Yeah. Rhythm's like a... What would Rhythm be if it was a website?
Like the concept of Rhythm?
No, just if there was a website called Rhythm. I mean, there probably is.
Rhythm? I imagine just like it would be... it'd be one of those websites that you put up at a party that's like one of those fake campfire things, but instead it's just like a beating heart.
Wait, whatever I had in my mind, I just exploded it because that is a way better concept. Okay, so someone out there, maybe one of my comp sci friends who knows computers, please make a prototype of a website called Rhythm. It's a beating heart. And there's different types of heartbeats. They should all be good for dancing because this is going to be a party website. What?
I think we're subconsciously stealing from a plot of a Zac Efron movie.
Are you talking about the one this summer that came out called like
Yes,
whatever After your I Live, is, yes. Friends Die Here, something
exactly,
like that?
Like Hags.
Okay, so listen, that movie has a fantastic trailer because it's set where I'm from, the San Fernando Valley, and it disses the valley a lot. It starts out like, I live in the San Fernando Valley. It's where washed up actors work as waiters and things like that. And it has this great moment where they're standing, they're up in Griffith Park, which is right by my house, and they're standing at the edge and they're like kicking rocks off the mountain, and they go, we gotta get out of the valley by the end of this year. And I often say that to myself. Now it's become a tagline. I'll just be roaming the streets, and I say, I gotta get out of the valley by the end of this year. I never will, though. I'll probably die there.
The workforce has done this to you. Whoa.
So, I just played, I believe, In Immediacy by Black Bear. I really liked that song. I'd only heard it once before I played it, but I was into it.
Mm-hmm. And then before that, I played Vision of Estonia by Uku Kut.
Okay, so let me just tell you real quick what my vision was when I was listening to that song. And I think you're going to like it, Jules.
Yes,
so
yes,
listen up.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm all ears.
Okay, so imagine you're in a hallway and the ceiling is incredibly high. It's maybe 300 feet high. And the ceiling is glass and it's sort of a domed ceiling. And the walls are this really beautiful green blue. Mm. And all along the floor is this incredibly rich red oriental rug. And you're sitting on the rug, and then all of a sudden, the rug starts to move. And this hallway is infinite. Okay, it keeps mm-hmm. stretching on and on. And this rug just starts to move slowly down the hallway, and you're sitting on it. So you're gliding down this hallway. There's light coming in from above. And you can hear on both sides, there's people talking sort of vaguely. You can't really hear them, and you know they're talking in other languages. And so you're going by, and you're just hearing these little snippets of conversations in other languages. And then there's art on the walls, and you're going through, and you're seeing the art.
Wow.
Do you like that vision?
Did you actually think of that?
Yeah, I did think of that.
Wow, Elizabeth, that was so great. That was so nice, and the way that you said it was perfect. Like, it was exactly, oh, man. Thank you.
That was really great. You're welcome. That was my vision for
that
song.
Stick around, I guess, if you want to hear more beautiful
if you want to hear concepts, visions, come to me. I'm your girl.
Elizabeth? Dang.
And then I played a Neutral Milk Hotel song called Song Against Sex. I really liked that song. Mm-hmm. I was nodding my head.
Yeah, on Avery Island. I think the song Naomi is also on that album.
Yeah, I love that song. Yeah.
And then before that, I played Everything is Everything by Ms. Lauryn Hill. Been in a big Lauryn Hill Fugees kick as of late.
Yeah, I don't know her at all, but Jules plays a lot by her, and every time I'm like, oh,
she's good.
Wait, this is good.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, I say we keep it rolling.
Yeah.
I'm like down to play some music.
I gotta say, I don't know if the listeners would agree. I'm sure they do. I think we've played 4 great songs so far, and I think our banter's been great so far. We've had 1 great vision.
Morale is high. We had a beautiful
Morale
vision.
Morale is high.
It was. It kind of actually reminded me of a mix between being in, you said the ceilings are really high.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminded me of being in Alice in Wonderland and also being in like a very scary movie.
Oh, okay.
Or in, and also third part is being in like a museum. So it's like a hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
So The Shining a little bit, like The Shining meets the aquarium.
The MFA meets the aquarium.
Totally.
Oh, I would also be into that concept. All right.
Me as well. All right.
You got a song, Jules?
I believe I do.
She's got a song.
I believe so. I'm going to play something experimental again.
Great.
Into it. All right. Stick around.
Indeed.
I'd do anything for you, for you. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you. Your beauty makes the sun rise for you. The moon also shines for you. For you. For you, I'm cooked to you so rare. You are and someone's there to believe me. Darling, believe me. With you, there's so many things to be done. You are and I'm so pleased, come with me. I want you here with me. For you. For you. I'd do anything for you, for you. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you. Your beauty makes the sun rise for you. And also shines for you. For you. For you, I'm cooked to you so rare. You are and someone's there to believe me. Darling, believe me. For you, with the tears in my eyes for you. Happiness and love leads my pride for you. Alone in my room for you. I'm brought out of the gloom for you. For you. For you.
Thank you.
unexpected situation, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency, can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home.
It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow, I think the worst time to start a fire is perhaps when there's already a fire. Like, I really like that. There's a fire in your house. Like, oh, we gotta. I'm so glad we have those candles packed away in our shed. Get the candles out.
Thank you, Yankee Candles.
And then down goes your shed. You know, you lose your house, then you lose your shed. So don't have candles.
It's like the weird off-brand story that isn't the Three Little Pigs. It's just like a fire instead.
I like that. Yeah. Also, can you name other non-flammable light sources besides flashlights?
A non-flammable light source?
Yeah.
A non-flammable light source.
Okay, lanterns, flashlights.
Aren't they all, like, to some capacity flammable?
Look, you can strike a match and light anything on fire.
We can cut this three different ways.
Yeah. If you really want to think about it, everything's flammable. Oxygen's probably oxidizing us. We're probably all burning
right,
up inside.
I'm a little warm.
She's a little worm. She's a little worm. That's her Midwestern. The Midwestern Jules comes out. I'm a little worm in here.
A little worm.
Flashlights, lanterns, Himalayan salt lamps. Those dispense positive B ions, so, you know,
what
those
about
are
animals?
Probably the best.
What about, like, fish and eels? And
as light sources?
Yeah.
Definitely. Lava lamps. Definitely a mason jar filled with the contents of, like, 20 to 30 glow sticks that have been snapped and the liquid's been poured out.
Nice. I was thinking the same thing with highlighter fluid.
Yeah.
Which I have seen in action at parties, which is kind of...
Careful, don't drink that stuff.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be real careful.
It looks like a cool cocktail, but here's another PSA. Neon drinks, it could be highlighter fluid.
Most likely.
There's no way to tell.
Or absinthe, which is equally as dangerous.
But more fun. Now, let's see. You just heard a song. I'm gonna introduce it.
Yeah, go for it.
It was called It's Chode, My Dear, by Conan Moccasin. That song... Now, this is not as complex a vision, but I'm just letting you know what that song is. That song is, you're at a red light, and you're in your car, and it's a beat-up. It's probably a Toyota Tercel from, like, 98, and it's white, but it's really dusty, and you're sitting in the driver's seat, and the windows are rolled down. It's also a non-automatic. It's a crank window. You've cranked the windows down. You're dripping sweat. It's 100 degrees out, and you're playing that song.
Sounds like maybe a personal experience of your own.
It's
nope, not at all. Next question.
Nope.
Wait, hold on. Not. What did you play? You played the one before.
I did. I played Apollo and the Buffalo and Anna, by Sunset Rubdown off the album Dragon Slayer.
It's a wonderful name.
Yeah.
Before that, I played Daryl Hall and John Oates with I Can't Go For That, No Can Do. Big fan of Hall & Oates.
And it was good. And before that, I played For You by the Abigails off the album Tundra. I really like the band The Abigails. They sound a bit like the Growlers. I think they're off of Burger Records, actually.
They are.
And they have a cool sound. They're sort of like the Growlers, but they have more of a, like, old country sound or, like, Western sound. Mm. They have a song called Black Hell. It's great. It sounds like Johnny Cash meets the Growlers. So I like it. Yeah.
And then before that, I played Wherever You Are by Dwight Sykes, who is like a bedroom guy who just plays his synth keyboard. I really like his beats.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Just keep it rolling. We have 10 more minutes. If you're just tuning in, we're the Rhythm Method. And it's a Saturday. You know what that means.
It means tune in. I'd like to give a shout out to my sister Lucy, who I've been trying to get to tune in for the past 50 minutes and 35 seconds.
Lucy, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Because your sister is, quote, tearing it up on the airwaves. So,
end quote.
End quote. Yeah, sorry, I forgot to close that one out. All right. I'm going to
take us
actually
away?
Take us away with a song by Courtney Barnett called Pickles from the Jar.
Courtney Barnett is gonna play on the radio today.
Wait, sorry, let's do that again. Say dance, you say dance. I say friends, you say France. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Hobart. I say Hugh, you say Grant. I say pot, you say plant. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Hobart.
Mouth like you grew up on a sailor boat, but damn it, I like you. I think I found wifey, but then again, I could be higher than a kite stream. I said, I think I might wife her. You know, powder blue jumpsuit, baby blue harashes. Let's just
dance the moment. We've been waiting for the chance to get lit. Is that your ass I'm holding? You know I don't know ya, but I know that you're one in a million.
And I know you don't know me from a stranger. It's hard just to trust it, baby. But believe, I got what you need. There's no one like you, baby.
It's all the same.
Is it so different now? Is it so different now? Is it so?